The health of Lake Champlain and all the waterways in Vermont is a year-round concern. But next week, Governor Phil Scott and other state officials want to drive that point home by officially kicking off Vermont Clean Water Week. For what that entails, I'm speaking with Vermont's Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Emily Bodecker, who joins us from our Montpelier studios. Emily, thank you so much for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure, Mitch.
So what are some of the big events taking place during Clean Water Week related to the theme All In for Clean Water in Vermont?
A few weeks back when we said it's time not only to look ahead at the work we need to do over the coming years for clean water, it's also time to celebrate what's happening today, we reached out to the myriad of partners around the states, to nonprofits and lake associations, to our municipal partners, to our friends on farms and in business, and said, let's come together and celebrate clean water. So, Mitch, whether you're interested in fish art or wastewater treatment facility operation, or green stormwater in downtowns, or canoeing on our scenic rivers, you have an opportunity to get out and really see and value clean water at nearly 60 events this coming week.
Let's talk about some of the funding that's needed to clean up Vermont's waterways, because it does come down to money much of the time. What is the current status for funding of cleaning up waterways in Vermont?
Water falls, rains from the sky, falls onto the range of the landscape and developed areas we have today. And in some way, shape, or form, we need to capture it and to capture the sediment and capture the nutrients and have them stay where we need them to. So when we're talking about the investment that's needed, there's already an investment that we have today, and our baseline level is about $32 million a year that comes from state and federal sources. But as we're looking at the investment that we need, the increase in investment in infrastructure across all of these sectors, then what we're in a position to do with the support from the legislator and from the governor over the next 2 years is to invest $55
million. $55 million. And is a lot of that money going to go towards prevention to keep things like phosphorus from getting into the lake? Or is it going to be more of cleaning up what's already there?
So we really need to work across all sectors. Let's have a look at the agricultural sector, where the required agricultural practices just came into play this year. So we have a number of farms who for years have been really working to keep their soils, to keep their nutrients on their fields. That's where they want them. That's where they're needed for good crop yield, and to not have them flow into our waterways. The required agricultural practices and the funds flowing through the Agency of Ag are going to help more farmers take care of water quality on the farms. We also have funds that are flowing through the Agency of Transportation and also through the Agency of Natural Resources to help towns with working on their roads. Again, we want our gravel to stay on our roads. And also what we're going to be kicking off next year, Mitch, and this is as dictated by Vermont's Clean Water Act that applies to all waters across all of Vermont, whether you're on the Connecticut Riverside or the Lake Champlain side, we actually have stormwater requirements that are going to go into play in 2018. So we have grant funding this year that's going to help people get ahead of that and is going to incent some of the changes that are needed to comply with the best management practices for stormwater.
How is it going to help people get ahead of that, as you say?
When we're talking about All In, there's multiple different tools that can be used. We have fabulous education and encouragement that's going on from our watershed associations that are helped by a new organization, Watersheds United of Vermont. We have established nonprofits like the Nature Conservancy Vermont Land Trust that work on land conservation to help this. And as we have more of the regulations that kick into place because of the Clean Water Act for our farm sector, our business sector, and our developed land, we need to have a mix of incentive and obligation. And that's where the play between having grant funds that could match a project between 50 and 80%, or having requirements where there are some permit obligations, helps to engage both public and private funds and really says that All In is so much more than a slogan. It really does capture the solution that we need for Vermonters to take care of our waters.
Sounds like an education effort as well as just an opportunity for people to see what's happening, as you say, and celebrate what is being done already. People need to know what these new regulations, what these the new All In sort of mentality is going to be.
Absolutely. And, you know, I really wish I could ditch all my meetings next week, Mitch, and go to a number of these events. You know, whether it's touring Rutland's green water infrastructure by bike, if you rent a boat from Burt's up in Cambridge, they're going to give you a trash bag this week. If you want to do fish painting, go to Brighton State Park. And if everybody just kind of thinks about what happens when it rains, where do you see water run? Off your roof, down your road. Do you know where it goes? Do you know what happens to it? Do you know what the effect is when it hits the local swimming hole that you love, the stream that you love? And this is really an opportunity for people to say, what do I care about with Vermont's clean water? And what would I like to know more about?
I'd like to know more about fish painting. What do you mean by that?
It's not actually getting a fish out of the water, Mitch, and painting it. It's literally painting of fish. Just to make sure we're talking about the same
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely. Wanted to make sure. Before I let you go, Emily Bodecker, I must ask about, past summers have been really kind of brutal in regards to algae blooms showing up in various parts of the Big Lake, especially. What has the situation been like this summer?
So, Mitch, it's been a wet summer, but it's also been cool and relatively breezy. So while the loading of nutrients that causes the bacteria blooms may be higher this summer, these cooler and breezy conditions can slow the growth and keep the algae dispersed. So we have seen some blooms occurring in St. Albans Bay and some areas of Lake Champlain. But also we know that typically later August, early September, we can see more of those blooms occurring. We monitor all of our drinking water systems, 22 of them, to make sure that there's no cyanobacteria conditions that might be a risk there. So I'd say we have fabulous monitoring that's going on. We have a lower instance of blooms this year because of some of these other conditions. But what we really need, Mitch, to make sure that you and I don't have to have the same conversation, 3, 5, 10 years from now, is that all-in approach and seeing what each and every one of us, from our house to our business to our recreational activities, what can we do to make a difference.
Emily Bodecker is Vermont's Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner. Thank you so much for the time.
Mitch, it was my pleasure. Thank you.